This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An immigration sweep by the feds, arresting about 680 people at seven Mississippi work sites. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
ICE carried out search warrants at the sites seeking undocumented immigrants and evidence related to federal crimes. The agents interviewed and fingerprinted those who were arrested before processing them for removal from the U.S. and transporting them to an ICE facility in Louisiana. Pico Foods facilities in the Canton, Bay Springs, and Sebastopol areas were among the sites included in the searches.
It's being called the largest workplace enforcement action in a single state in a single day in the nation's history. In Southern California, a man's in custody after police say he killed four people and wounded several others during a stabbing and robbery spree in Garden Grove and Santa Ana last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Congressman Will Hurd is one of four Texas Republican Congress members who've announced in recent weeks they're not going to seek re-election, but Hurd is still concerned about people's impressions of El Paso. Following last weekend's mass shooting there, he wants to point out that the gunman who killed 22 people at a crowded Walmart wasn't even part of that city.
This, what happened in that El Paso, that horrific murders that happened a few days ago, has really shocked a community that has worked together and support one another.
Paintings by former President George W. Bush will be on display as part of a new exhibit at the Kennedy Center in Washington to honor service members. 66 of W.'s paintings will be included in the Portraits of Courage exhibition that debuts in October. The collection was created by Bush as a tribute to those serving in the military since 2001. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fitness brands SoulCycle and Equinox trying to distance themselves from Stephen Ross, the chair of a company that owns both of them. That's because of a planned re-election fundraiser that Ross is holding for President Trump tomorrow. The news of the fundraiser drawing calls for a boycott of those brands, including by celebrity customers from Chrissy Teigen to Billy Eichner, the two companies issuing a joint statement saying they in no way endorse the fundraiser, calling Ross a passive investor who's not involved in the management of either of those brands. The parent company of Sears announcing it's closing 25 more Sears and Kmart locations by October. Transform Company issuing a statement saying that 20 Sears and 5 Kmarts face a number of challenges, are facing a number of challenges, trying to return to profitability in a weak retail environment. Sears is still trying to emerge from bankruptcy by transforming itself into a smaller boutique style chain. The company says liquidation sales will begin on or about August 15th. It says Sears Auto Centers at the locations would close by the end of this month. And free agent Colin Kaepernick says he still wants an opportunity to play NFL football. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and a tragic weekend. A lot has been talked about regarding Dayton, Ohio, and also in El Paso, Texas, a total of 29 killed, some 53 injured as a result of the mass shootings. But interestingly enough, nothing is being said about Chicago, and you wonder why, because Chicago had something like seven murders over the weekend, some 20-plus injured as well, but no mention of Chicago in the conversation. Dr. John Lott joins us now, world-recognized expert on guns and crime, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, and he's going to help us keep it sane and reasonable here in this conversation, because you know, whenever there are incidences like what has happened this weekend, everything gets politicized. You know, Democratic candidates are talking, and here it is. They've had all this time to do something about it, but suddenly it is Donald Trump's fault. That seems to be the order of the day. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to talk to you again.
Okay, let's break it down reasonably here. Again, we've got two shootings. You know, just horrific shootings that have taken place. One, certainly, where there was a manifesto expressed that would tell you that it was ideological. The other one seems to be possibly mental. But again, you know, so much information and due process has to take place before we know for sure, right?
Sure. I mean, we're still learning a lot about both the cases, though we do know a fair amount. I suppose the most bizarre thing, just to comment on one of the things, the many points you brought up, and that is people blaming Trump for this. The claim is that these are right-wing white supremacists who are doing these attacks, and, you know, therefore, you know, they agree with Trump, and he's encouraging them to go and do these types of attacks. The one thing I can say is, people must not be reading the manifestos and statements that these killers have left.
Right.
You read the El Paso guy's thing, and it's very similar, extremely similar to the New Zealand case. And I know they called him a white supremacist, I mean, as a right-winger. It seems like, just as an aside, it seems like the media, if the guy's a racist, he has to be a right-winger and agree with Republicans. The thing is, these guys are kooky left-wingers who are racist. Both the New Zealand killer and the El Paso killer were environmentalists who opposed immigration because they thought allowing more people into their countries would damage it, would damage the environment.
And that's been a leftist idea from day one, has it not, John, that there'd be a limitation of population, right?
Right. Right. Well, I mean, it used to be the reason why people on the left used to oppose immigration. I mean, you go back 30 years ago or so, they were strongly opposed to immigration because they thought it would stretch resources too thin in the country and we get overpopulation. The guy in New Zealand expressed concerns that the minorities coming from third world countries tend to have too many kids. In any case, the El Paso killer, if you read the stuff, he basically is saying that he's upset with Republicans and Trump because Trump wants to let lots of people into the country, but he just wants to have it based on merit. And this guy doesn't want people in the country, whether it's based on merit or not.
Exactly.
And so anyway, and the guy that did the Dayton killer, he's a self-described leftist. He describes himself as the word leftist. He's a registered Democrat, and he's a strong gun control proponent. I mean, this guy has tweets going after the Republican senator from his state, Rob Portman, for not doing the right thing and pushing for the gun control laws that he thought should be passed after the Parkland shooting last year.
Right, exactly. And he was the one that had the 100-round drum, right, a magazine?
Yeah, I mean, look, this guy... I mean, I don't know how many people he injured or killed, or the police when they were.
Well, he killed nine, injured 27, and thank God the police happened to be there because they were there within a minute.
They were there, yeah, in less than a minute. I'm just saying, there's so many shots that were being fired there. It's going to be a little while before we knew who was responsible for what. But I mean, thank goodness that the police were there.
Exactly.
And if they hadn't been there and the guy had been allowed to continue on with his rampage, but you know, his stuff is very complicated. One of the very first people he killed was apparently his sister.
His sister, I know. They went there to the location together.
Right. Yeah. So you would think the sister would know that this guy had a weapon and had you know, they describe it as body armor. I have no idea whether that's accurate. I have to say, you have to be very careful when you read the news on these things, because after the Batman movie theater shooting
in Aurora,
Colorado,
right,
the media would very frequently say that the guy had a bulletproof vest on. He had what's called a tactical vest, but it's made out of nylon, and the reason why it's called a tactical vest is it has lots of extra pockets on it for extra magazines and stuff.
Yeah, and, but not bulletproof, certainly.
Not unless nylon has some properties that I didn't know about previously.
Exactly. Well, you see, this is the whole issue and what you're bringing to bear on this conversation here, John, and that's why due process is so important for us to really get the facts out there, because you have, especially going into a presidential election and you've got these campaigns going on, a lot of irresponsible, you know, opinion flying out there. And to me, it just adds to the fervor. And like you said, some media are cherry-picking the information, and if they can somehow bend it into the direction of Donald Trump and the Trump derangement syndrome, then they'll force-fit it into that conversation. And, of course, you always find out that they're wrong, but they're not about to give you any kind of retraction.
Oh, no, of course.
And meanwhile, the damage has been done. I mean, they talk about racism and everything and stoking the fires. Well, they themselves, by their very words, are stoking the fires of racism, because they're bringing something in the conversation that may not necessarily be so, but they do so with such emphasis, and again, targeting Trump, because they're trying to do everything they can to shut Trump up, take away his Twitter influence and any way that he can communicate, which counters the fake news that's out there.
Right. No, I agree. I have to say, Twitter has blocked my personal account as well as the Crime Prevention Research Center account for tweets that we put out, pointing out the political views of the New Zealand killer and now the El Paso killer.
Well, I tweeted that you're on the show this morning, and we'll see if I get blocked for that, because that has happened a couple of times to our show as well. When I have
go to our website, yes. You know, and see, I have links to the El Paso Killers
manifesto,
and they can read it for themselves.
Exactly. We got more from John Lott after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, John Lott continues with us. He is the author of 9 books, including More Guns, Less Crime, Okay, get that. More guns, less crime. His latest book is The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. And there's plenty flying around, and you've got to know there will be more flying around as a result of this. Interestingly enough, as I mentioned earlier, they want to talk about what happened in Dayton, El Paso. Nothing about Chicago. John, is it... They don't want to talk about Chicago because it doesn't fit the narrative. It's not necessarily something they can point towards Trump or white supremacists. What is the convenient lie here?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose partly it's because Democrats control Chicago and Illinois,
mm-hmm.
and they might be blamed for it. To me, the thing is, I know Democrats were calling within an hour or so, or a couple hours of the El Paso shooting for more gun control, even before we had a clue about almost any facts about the attack there, and they do that time after time. To me, we need to be serious about these mass public shootings, and the types of proposals the Democrats keep on putting out, things like background checks on private transfers of guns.
Mm-hmm.
I want reporters once in a while on these Sunday shows, like yesterday. Of course, I wouldn't expect Jake Tapper to ask this. He had like mm-hmm. 9 Democratic presidential candidates on talking about gun control. But just ask him once, which one of these laws that they're pushing would have stopped these attacks? You know, which, name me one mass public shooting this century
mm-hmm.
that would have been stopped by having background checks on the private transfers of guns. Name me one of these attacks that would have been stopped really by these assault weapons bans. Okay, so the guys, two guys over the weekend used semi-automatic rifles. But, you know, you go and you ban guns based on how they look. There are other semi-automatic rifles that look differently that aren't, quote, assault weapons that function exactly the same.
Exactly.
You know, when they go and talk about, when Pete Buttigieg, the mayor, is talking about these are like the weapons of war he used when he was in Iraq or Afghanistan, that's simply false.
Well, of course, he's not going to want to be in a combat zone with that weapon. That is inferior to what is on the battlefield.
Right. I mean, the ones on the battlefield have fully automatic modes, or burst modes, at least.
Right.
And, it's not one pull the trigger, one bullet comes out. They're essentially they're machine guns.
Mm-hmm.
And so... You know, he can make whatever claim he wants to make about it, but it's just false. And the media people don't call them on it. But I just want somebody to say, okay, you want to do something. Everybody wants to do something. Explain to me why the number one law that you're pushing, these background checks on private transfers, would have stopped this. If we want
Exactly.
to do something, why are we pushing laws that have nothing to do with these attacks? They have another agenda. Look. Over half the murder, mass public shootings, involve handguns. 80% of them involve handguns in some way. 13% involve just semi-automatic rifles of some type. And to go and ban just semi-automatic assault weapons, when there are all these other semi-automatic guns that are used all the time, you're not going to stop these attacks from occurring. The guy in the Walmart could have used a handgun. Mm-hmm. Or he could have used a hunting rifle. But, look, I want to do something. I want to get rid of these gun-free zones.
Exactly. That's the thing I was waiting for you to bring up, is the gun-free zones, because in both cases, that's where they were, right? Both of these areas were gun-free zones.
Well, I mean, the one in Dayton, all the establishments right around there were posted banning people being able to have concealed handguns with them.
Right.
So when this guy was outside the establishment there where people were coming out, he would know that everybody who was coming out of there would be unarmed.
Exactly.
You look at the case in California a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
This killer
at the Garlic Festival, Ryan and Gilroy.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a metal detector. He avoided the metal detector. They were even confiscating pocket knives from people that were trying to go in to the festival that was there. He went around the back, cut a hole through a fence, and crawled through. And so he knew that he couldn't get through the metal detectors. He knew that people inside there weren't allowed to have guns with them. You go back to the Virginia Beach attack earlier. The municipality of Virginia Beach banned public employees from having permanent concealed handguns. There was a woman there, Kate Nixon, who was very concerned about this other employee. I apparently complained about him, had gone home on a Thursday, talked to her family about her concerns, and talked to her husband about whether she should take her permanent concealed handgun with her to work the next day. But she just couldn't bring herself to break the rule that forbid public employees from having concealed handguns. She finally went to work without her gun, and later that day she was one of the people who were killed. And, you know, the killer, though, was a public employee. He was banned from having guns with him. Obviously, it didn't stop him. The
exactly.
problem with these gun-free zones is that it's basically the law-abiding good citizens who obey these, not the killers. And rather than making victims safe, it actually creates a magnet for these killers to go and do the attacks.
Yeah, there's just not enough police to cover this area, even as evidenced out in Gilroy. I mean, you could hold them accountable and say, look, they should have been, there should have been some vigilance on the perimeter to where somebody can do this. But this is what it's all come down to. They're going to find a way to get around so that they can get to the victims and attack them like the shooter did in Gilroy. Now, you also have, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but Governor Andrew Cuomo has made schools more vulnerable to attack and signal that fact to every deranged person looking for a headline. You know, this according to the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. He signed into legislation what prevents local New York state school districts from authorizing armed volunteer staff, including teachers, to carry a gun.
Yeah.
So we're back to these gun safe zones, and it becomes a target, you know, for those citizens, those complying citizens following the law. And let's somehow ignore that you have other citizens who mean to do you harm, and they get to have their way until the police happen to show up.
Right. No, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Look, we have like a little over 600,000 police in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have, and you're not going to have much more than 200,000 plus that are going to be on duty at any point in time. We have almost 330 million Americans.
Mm-hmm.
The notion that those many police can go and do their normal jobs, you know, solving other crimes and protect everybody all the time, just isn't serious.
Exactly.
There's too many possible targets. And beyond that, police have an extremely difficult job in stopping these types of terrorist attacks, because having somebody identified as a police officer makes it them a target. These killers, when they show up at the scene, they have real strategic advantages. If there's an officer there, they can wait for the officer to leave the scene, or they can move on to another target, because as we just said, you can't have police in front of all the targets. Or if they decide to attack, the first person killed is going to be the police officer, particularly.
Of course.
Civilians are banned from having guns in those places.
Now, without a doubt, I mean, they're going to want to get, you know, if they have the opportunity to take out the person who has the gun that could interfere with their goal to take out others, you know, that's going to be their first shot if they, you know, if it comes down to that. That would only make sense. John, I think what you point out here, and people need to calmly understand, is that whether Republican or Democrat, I think all citizens want to be able to live with our Second Amendment right in a way that's safe and protects all. That's the conversation. But once you start deceiving and lying about your position, then it makes it difficult and it bogs down the conversation. We got to leave it for there right now. Dr. John Lott has been with us. John, always appreciate the time. Thank you, sir. Are you making payments? You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An immigration sweep by the feds, arresting about 680 people at 7 Mississippi work sites. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
ICE carried out search warrants at the sites seeking undocumented immigrants and evidence related to federal crimes. The agents interviewed and fingerprinted those who were arrested before processing them for removal from the U.S. and transporting them to an ICE facility in Louisiana. Pico Foods facilities in the Canton, Bay Springs, and Sebastopol areas were among the sites included in the searches.
It's being called the largest workplace enforcement action in a single state in a single day in the nation's history. In Southern California, a man's in custody after police say he killed 4 people and wounded several others during a stabbing and robbery spree in Garden Grove and Santa Ana last night. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Economy right now will continue to wait for us. This is why, you know, the old saying, you got to make hay while the sun is shining. And I think we're missing out on a lot of opportunity here in this country because of the resistance that has been taking place. But hey, it is what it is. And most of us will continue to keep our shoulder to the plow, and we'll keep moving forward. And we thank you for joining in, because all hands are required on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. Just a reminder here, in our conversation with Elaine Parker earlier, the communications officer of Job Creators Network, what she was saying before we had to break for a commercial is their slogan, socialism takes, capitalism creates. You can go to capitalismcreates.com to get more information there, okay? Now, with us, joining us now right at this current moment is David Thomas Roberts. David has got a new town hall op-ed. He is the author of Death of Liberty. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Bill, for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, interestingly, the Democrats keep doing everything they can, the state of New York playing their chess game to try to gain access to Donald Trump's tax returns. California announced here recently, Gavin Newsom looked rather smug, having signed something that the previous governor, Jerry Brown, says it's not going to hold up. You know, it's ridiculous to do what they're trying to do, and in fact, keeping Donald Trump's name off the ballot in California unless he presents 5 years of income tax. My problem has been, and you and I have discussed this before, David, is that the Democrats have not been very forthcoming and honorable about dealing with people's taxes. I mean, look what they did with Mitt Romney, and you hear, and I can still see Harry Reid's face in the well of the Senate, of all places, kind of joking about it, saying, well, he didn't get elected president anyway. So or did he? He said he didn't get elected president, did he? As if, though he lied about Mitt Romney's taxes and took advantage of, taking the returns and using it to fit a false narrative, but it got out there. Thank you very much to the mainstream media that was complicit in that. I'm bothered by turning things over that have not necessarily, that aren't commanded by our Constitution that our candidates do.
Well, I agree. And at the end of the day, Trump is still he's a U.S. citizen with Fourth Amendment rights. So the first thing is there's no way Trump can win by turning over his taxes, because you and I both know, Bill, he'll be scrutinized and say he didn't pay enough taxes. He's not as rich as he claims. He's richer than he's claimed. They'll pick on his charitable deductions. But there's absolutely no way to win with a 77,000 page tax code. And, when you got real estate and family trust and foreign owned entities and those kind of things, that tax return is extremely complicated. And so it'll just be fodder for them. We knew they were going to go this route if the Mueller investigation wasn't successful. So now it'll be an all-in attack for those tax returns. And what I'm fearful of is what's going to happen with the same thing that happened with Nixon. You know, if you go back to the early 70s, Nixon's tax returns were leaked by an IRS employee to a Rhode Island newspaper reporter who did a four-part series that actually he won the Pulitzer Prize over this. But that IRS employee, the IRS is the epitome of the deep state, mm-hmm. was never outed, identified, or prosecuted. So, we'd be naive to think that there's not people within the IRS itself or within the Treasury Department who wouldn't love to leak those tax returns of Trump. So I expect that will probably happen.
Well, they already leaked some of his state returns, have they not?
Yes. This law that was written in 1924 that gives the House Ways and Means Committee is what they're hanging their hat on, and what they're suing Trump over to get the federal tax returns. And if you follow that, it's never been challenged, and Trump will challenge that all the way to the Supreme Court, and it'll be ruled like 172 other laws that Congress has passed since 1803. It'll be ruled unconstitutional.
Exactly. Well, it's all part of the resistance. They're not about to give up. They are still shocked over the results of the 2016 election, a duly elected president, and they've been trying to execute a coup ever since. And so it's not over till they're over. This is why, when Kevin McCarthy came out and said, hey, it's over. You're not a Democrat. You're
right.
It is not over. They're going to hold to the con to the very end. And even though, polling would tell them that's a bad way to go, even evidence from Mueller and everybody else, and hopefully what will come out from the IG report and what's going to come up from John Durham, we can only hope that we sense that there's a fork in this project, but we need to really get it done once and for all, if that's even possible.
You're right. And, this is, I'm sure you watch some of the Democratic debates and the Democratic Socialist and all these investigations, I don't know what the Democrats are thinking, but I'd say to let them keep doing what they're doing, because they're going to cost themselves the election, because they're not focusing on what America needs to do. Congress is it's been inept for a long time on both sides of the aisle, but it's definitely inept now. Mm-hmm. And everything's at the Trump derangement syndrome, and so now it's moved to taxes.
Right, exactly. Well, with them, it'll always be something, and you wonder why they complain so much. What are they trying to hide here? Is their offense trying to protect their deep state alliances?
Right. Maybe we need to do an investigation of all the Democratic congressmen who are behind on their taxes, or Al Sharpton, who I think still right. owes $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where's the outrage with that?
Right, exactly. Well, and Elijah Cummings has opened up a big can of problems because all eyes are in Baltimore, and President Trump tweets out, look, we gave him $16 billion. Where's the money? And then you start looking at, Al Sharpton's foundation that he and his wife have been running. And, you know, prior to that, Al Sharpton was not, he was in a lot of trouble financially. And suddenly the guy's a gazillionaire. How did this happen?
Well,
at $180,000 a year.
You know, you can add the democratically controlled urban American cities to the list of the third world countries that we give money to, that when you give it to them, you don't know whose hands it's going to end up. It never goes to the intended purposes. And you got local politicians in all these cities who suddenly are wealthy.
Yes. So what does that tell you?
That tells you that there's a lot of criminal activity going on, and nobody's watching the money. And no matter how much money we pour, you know, these block grants and things that are done to the city, how much is put into it. Look at Baltimore, look at East St. Louis, look at the south side of Chicago. It's prevalent throughout America in the urban areas.
And the consistent thing is it's being run by liberal Democrats, right?
That's the one common denominator.
Right. Well, America has to wake up to this fact, and they've got to overcome whatever remnants of the Trump derangement syndrome they may be holding on to. And again, I say the mainstream media has not helped out whatsoever, and especially in light of this, again, another round. You got Don Lemon, you got these others, even Canada, which is shocking to me. You've got candidates running for president that are making these claims that the President of the United States is racist. Based on what can you make that statement? And they make it, they spout it out as if it is a fact. Based on what, David?
Well, it's based on hyperbole. It's based on what their definition of what a racist is. And, you know, I will tell you that the political correctness has gotten so bad with this that you're actually, I think you're treated better called a terrorist than a racist.
Almost. I mean, here it is, after all the Baltimore hoopla that has gone on back and forth, and President Trump, agrees with Dr. Ben Carson, you know, to go down to Baltimore. He invites Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings rejects the invitation. He doesn't want to be there. What does that say?
Well, it's the same thing as the Democrats complaining about the border, who've never visited an asylum center or visited the border. That's very common.
But it's a concentration camp, and you got women, you know, drinking out of toilet water. And as Elijah Cummings would say, you've got these young infants just lying in their feces. It's unbelievable, the hyperbole. I agree with you. David Thomas Roberts. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow.
Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV.
Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation.
And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device.
Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
See, the reason we play this is so that you understand the difference between real news and fake news, okay? So that's what this is all about. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and I've got a story here to share with you that is a story of heartbreak, but also one of redemption. I mean, imagine this, that you learn that your husband is having an affair with your best friend. You know, how does this happen? How does this happen, especially to a couple, that are Christian marriage counselors? But the surprise didn't stop there. Okay, I'm going to let you get yourself off the floor to think about that for a moment, because God immediately asked the woman, and her name is Tina, this incredible question, which I'm sure was the last question she wanted to hear at the moment. What role did you play in this, Tina? Well, that question and Tina's willingness to answer it led to a restored, renewed marriage that was better than ever before, as well as the marriage counseling program that has been a blessing to so many because of the success rate of restored marriages, because of what she learned through this fire of redemption. 80% success rate. Her book, In How the Other Woman Saved My Marriage, is more than fascinating and redemptive. There are tools that her and her husband have developed, along with the counselees, to bless the body of Christ. And Tina Konkin, you and I met many years ago in Southern California with the Hudson Pillars. And it's been a long time coming, because I've been looking forward to having you on the air. And even when I met you, Phil and Tammy didn't tell me the whole story here. So God bless you, for all that you endured and that you're here to talk about it.
Thank you, Bill. It's good to be on the show and good to reconnect.
Exactly.
It was years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
It was too long. We've got to definitely, I keep saying when I come to Southern California, in fact, I talk to Phil, I go, I got to get together with Tina. Well, God said, we're going to get together sooner than that. She's going to come on the show to talk about her book, How God Used the Other Woman. So when God asked you that question, as I said, probably the last question you wanted to hear from God, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I didn't think it was God. I looked back in the mirror. It was this mirror moment that I had early in the morning as I got up and saw the ugly cry in my eyes because I hadn't slept all night. And I thought, oh, and then you look back in the mirror and you thought, that's not me. And how could this happen? And why did this happen? And still crying like, a baby. And then hearing that question, it dried up the tears really quick.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to go into war battle with the enemy because it definitely could be God,
Yes, right.
But I've been a Christian a very long time, and I know, it says his sheep know his voice, and I knew that was his voice that morning, and it was not a voice of condemnation. It was not a voice of judgment. It was, Tina, we got here together, This marriage has been together, and when it's broken, it's together,
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been some controversy over that question, and so I just want to clear that up right from get-go. God didn't ask me what part I played in the affair. So I don't want anybody to think, or any woman or man that's been betrayed to think that you've had any part to do with the affair. A person's sin is a person's sin, and we all have our choice. This isn't a thing that it's just like accepting Christ. It's a personal decision, and same with the works of the flesh, same with falling. You do it on your own. You can't blame anybody. I definitely didn't take responsibility, but there was something we were doing together, and that was our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the question.
And I hope people, Tina, can separate that, because when they first hear that question, they think that it was like God was blaming you, but that wasn't it at all. Mm-hmm. It's just like you said, is that look at the two become one, right? And if the two become one, it's the one thing. It is the responsibility of the marriage component, right?
Yes, exactly. And, in every area, and I think that's why we have been as successful as we've been with broken marriages, is because be it porn, be it abuse, be it, people say, well, how can a woman be abused and ask herself, what part did I play in it? If you enable it, you're playing a part.
Right.
So if there's an abused woman, it's her responsibility to get out and protect herself and the children, So I'm very strong on that. We all play a part, and it could be an enabling part, right?
Exactly.
And many questions have come up, well, what if he keeps cheating, Well, then don't enable it.
Right.
Right? But
right. It still takes two, right?
It still
takes
two. And so my advice to marriage is always, if a couple is willing together to work on it, then let's take the problem out of the personality itself. Let's take the problem out of the DNA and put it out on the table and say, this is the Goliath that we're fighting.
Right.
Now let's put on David's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Goliath is the addiction. The mm-hmm. Goliath is the porn. The Goliath is the adultery. The Goliath is, and what can we do with that together?
Right.
What can we do together?
Do you first say because in order to deal together, I mean, even like a marriage, you come together, and yes, we may have baggage early on, but hopefully you've gone through enough counseling, you know yourself enough to where you've got the component self together enough, before you come together to deal with the problem. Is that still fair?
Right. Yeah. So, Bill, here's what we do and why, the program that we run is a 3.5-day really intensive program for marriages. We also have an individual program, but the one for marriages is the one that we disarm you, first of all. We disarm you of all your sensitivity that he did, she did, they did, you know, it's her parents, it's the affair, it's this, it's that. We disarm you of all that and say, how did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did we get here? Could it have started in childhood? Could his anger have started here? Could his lack of, you know, there's a lot of, and I'm speaking for men right now, with very low self-esteem.
Mm.
And that doesn't excuse the affair. But all of a sudden, they hear somebody telling them they're wonderful. Well, there's itching ears there. You know, there's an ego there. Maybe that's the part. I know the part that I played wasn't that. The part I played, God showed me so clearly, was a vow that I had made when I was young.
Mm.
And I'd experienced the death of someone that I really loved. And, you know, I was just 20-some years old, and I watched him die. And there was a part of me, you know, and I share about it in the book so deeply and mm-hmm. and so well in detail, that the part of me that died was the nurture.
Oh. Mm.
I couldn't nurture anymore. So I didn't nurture my kids. When they were babies, I did. Lots of right. hugs, lots of right. kisses, lots of everything. But once they were dependent and could put their own pants on, they did, you mm. know. And it wasn't because I was being a good independent teacher. It was because I couldn't nurture.
Right.
Nurture hurt me, and I was going to protect myself from that.
Mm.
So if it wasn't necessary... Like, if it wasn't necessary for me to get my husband a cup of coffee, I didn't do it.
Mm.
Even if I was getting my own, you know.
Yes.
So simple things like that. But when you make vows, it's like it's this internal promise to yourself, I'll never get hurt like that again. And that was a vow that I made when I said goodbye and that man died,
wow.
you know. So that's the part that I warn people, look at from way back, and God will open your eyes. I have exercises in the book, and of course our 3.5-day program deals all with that. What baggage, like you said, we all have baggage.
Yes.
So what is it that we brought into the marriage that is now a dividing wall between us that causes yeah. the hardness of the heart?
Yeah.
Matthew 19:8 says that Jesus answered and said, Moses allowed divorce because of the hardness of your heart.
Exactly.
Yeah, we want to believe that it's because of adultery. No, adultery comes from a hardness of heart.
Mm-hmm.
Sin comes from a hardness of heart. It separates us, you know, from God. It separates us in marriage. It separates us in our relationships. And so, you know, my husband and I, in restoring our marriage, looked at, let's uncover all the hardness of our hearts so we'd never come to this place again. But I think I kind of went on a rabbit trail to ask.
Well,
you
no, question. No, no. Yeah. This is really important for people to understand the background here. It is just going to leave all of us longing for more time and more information. But this is why we need to get our hands on your book and to get connected with you, because of the fact of the matter is infidelity is more rampant than we realize. Hardness of heart is more pervasive than we realize, because it can be so subtle, just like with you. You're carrying this defect with you that was resulting from...
I didn't even know.
Exactly, exactly.
Until that question in the mirror, I had no idea. And that's what God showed me that morning. He said, I got really mad at God. I believe in being emotional with God. He knows my heart, so why hide it, right?
Right,
and I just said, well... If you think I've done something to make this happen, if you think it, then you show me. And he was very clear in showing me the past, not the present day affair.
Well, it's kind of like the same question.
My heart was.
And the same question I asked of Al and Lisa Robertson when they were on talking about how God had redeemed their marriage. You know, I said, do you get to that, you know, that point? You say, look, I'm doing the work of the kingdom. You know, like what? You couldn't help me out here?
Yeah.
Right?
That was exactly what I said.
Oh.
How could this happen to us? Why? Like, how?
Yes,
and
exactly. Well, Tina, real quick. Sorry, we're out of time here. How the other
That's
woman
okay.
saved my marriage. How can they the website real quick?
It's tinakonkin.com.
That's K-O-N-K-I-N, ladies and gentlemen. Tina, thank you so much. God bless.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you